This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We look round, found a real show and some poo. Heard the snark in the place where I found the spark. And I knew politics, pop culture, stupid criminals too. Now the sound of the right, they've been putting up a fight.
Tuesday, everyone, and what a glorious Tuesday it is. Possibly the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays.
Oh! Oh, man. Hey, I wrote a new song this week.
Did you?
Yeah, I can't get anybody to record it for me, though. You know, we will rock you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's a boom, boom, pow, clap, boom, boom, clap. Boom, boom, clap. And Biden, you're a toy, making lots of noise, playing with the ballots, make you a fake POTUS today. You got a mask on your face, you big disgrace, spreading your fear all over the place. We will mock you. We will mock you. Biden, you're an old man, weak man, shouting at the people, going to make us rise up today. You got blood on your hands, Afghanistan, hoping we don't find your Chinese money can. We will mock you. Can't get anybody to record that for me, though.
Please don't.
No. I wasn't even really trying to sing it because I can't sing. I know I can't sing. I've admitted that before. Daryl sings better than I do. And Daryl's awful.
We actually maybe could take
But I love that. Those lyrics.
With those lyrics, maybe we could actually get to see the judges, though, if we took you to one of the auditions for Idol. I'm just saying. It's a possibility.
Katy Perry would never let me through.
Not a chance.
And I think I'm a little bit above the 29-year-old age limit.
Oh, is that? I forgot about that. Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Oh,
wow. Yes, a little bit past that.
Yeah.
But anybody out there can sing and has a recording machine, you know.
A recording machine?
Yeah, you know, one of those mixers where you can play the karaoke soundtrack in the background and record the damn thing for me.
People don't do that with a karaoke machine. You need a professional studio that, like the likes of our Idol contestants, you know, Emily and Amelia, a karaoke machine.
How do you think our opening theme got done? It got done with a karaoke track, and Adam singing over it.
Well, it was a karaoke track, but he didn't just have a karaoke, you know, $99 karaoke machine and.
No.
I mean, he did this on a professional.
That's what I meant if I didn't say
I apologize. Okay.
No, I apologize. No, you apologize. No, I apologize. Anyway, hello and welcome to Off Hook Radio for November 2nd.
2020.
One. Got a song for you.
Don't poop in your pants. Don't poop in your pants. It's no fun to dance when you got poop in your pants. Don't poop in your diaper. Wave your hand like it's a windshield wiper. It's time to get hyper. No duty in your pants, a poo on the floor. That's what the potty is for. Little babies, they don't care. They poo in their pants on the floor or anywhere. When you get older, it's not so cute. Nobody wants you hanging around with a stinky boot. And when the music comes on with a funky beat, if you're carrying a load, it's hard to move your feet. Don't poop in your pants.
Don't do it.
Don't poop in your pants.
I don't want to see you poop in your pants.
It's no fun to dance when you got poop in your pants.
That's right.
Don't poop in your pants.
I think they should play that in a Republican National Convention next time. Holy shit.
Somebody just pooped in their pants.
Holy shit. I said holy because inquiring minds, or just my sick one, wanted to know if the Pope blessed Joe Biden's shart the other day. We've seen the pictures. He changed his suits during an extraordinarily long meeting with the Pontiff last week. Yet his voters, and by voters I mean big tech and the media, are poo-pooing the incident. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You Google Joe shits his pants and right-wing conspiracy stories pop up on page one. I got a link there if you guys don't believe me.
It's there. I mean, yeah. I even got a meme of it. I mean,
Poopy pants Biden trends on social media after rumors emerge of Joe suffering a bathroom accident at the Vatican. Well, if you haven't seen the pictures yet, he changed his suit.
It was, you don't change your suit. Meeting.
Yeah,
it was a long meeting.
Yeah. Okay, sure. But
you're sticking with the poop story for sure.
Yeah. He shit himself. Amy Tarkanian, associate editor at The Spectator, and Damian Thompson. Associate editor at The Spectator is Damian Thompson. Amy Tarkanian is just a reporter who's on the Joe Biden beat. Said that they heard the same from an excellent source. She tweeted out first, and Damian Thompson backed it up. So, and then we got the pictures of this, two pictures of them at the beginning and the end of the meeting, and he definitely is wearing a different suit. So come on,
maybe it's true. He may have drooled some food at dinner or something all over his suit.
But if you Google it, you know, you can't find, you get the Snope. Was it Rick you told me on pre-show Snopes was denying it?
He said it was false.
Yes, of course they did.
But then again, Snopes is false. So
yeah, Snopes is more right, wrong than right. They're like Facebook fact checkers. If they say it isn't true, it pretty much guarantees you it is. At least mostly.
Rick, you're aware of who Snopes really is, correct? I mean, you realize this is not like a group of highly educated people that sit around and actually research. It's a divorced husband and wife.
Yeah.
They get to make all of these decisions on what's true and what's not true on Facebook, and that's bullshit.
And they are quite liberal, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, the inside news was that it was a shart, which is basically a wet fart. You know, you do a fart and you shit yourself. I think it was worse based on the volume of the media denials, though.
Sorry.
There you go. And 3 weeks ago, there was a rumor about it happened then, too. Now, that didn't get near as much airtime and stuff because he wasn't surrounded by media and, you know, half the White House staff with him.
They didn't change his suit.
But three weeks ago, there was rumors about that it happened, too. So I've got a life lesson for you. If you're over 60 and in public and you feel a fart coming on, don't. And I told you last week I called this a depends presidency because you've got no clue what's coming out next. Well, now we have a clue.
Actually, he wouldn't have had to have changed his pants if he had his depends on.
Yeah, he's cocky.
Get it?
You know. I never thought the let's go Brandon part would be, you know, the go would literally be sound effect, please. There you go. Let's go, Brandon. You remember the media, they blamed his dogs for crapping all over the White House? Guess again.
That's why he went in the bushes that day. Now I know why he veered off the path. He had to go. I might be onto something here.
It's true. With the media lying their collective asses off about everything their puppet does, we thought in the interest of fairness, we would play a typical liberal excuse song. This is a song called Everybody Poops Their Pants, not just Joe Biden.
Well, I don't know.
Take a chance.
I don't know.
Sometimes you just gonna poop your pants. Sometimes you gotta try to let it go. And in your your pants and feeling icky, icky flow. Sometimes we all poop our pants. Oh, yeah. We all poop our pants. Sometimes we all poop our pants. We did it when we were babies. So when we are older, too, it depends on what you do. We know in life we're all gonna poop our pants a lot. Everybody, 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 poop your pants right now. Just kidding, don't do it, because it's really kind of gross if you can control it. Oh, but if you can't, just poop your pants, just poop your pants. Because you will remember being a baby, maybe even an older person. Everybody, 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 poop their pants. Hey, everybody, 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 poop their pants.
Yeah, but everybody is the president of the most powerful country in the world meeting with the pontiff.
Well,
that's the only problem.
But everybody does it. It isn't just Joe Biden. Everybody does it.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Anyway. So anyway, we call him Sippy Cup Poopy Pants now. He had to make his name longer. Rick, is this embarrassing as fuck to you or what?
It's gross, actually. I was thinking about your song, too. I think you have to change one of the lyrics now. Mm-hmm. To pooping your pants all over the place.
We will rock you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the Afghanistan blood on your hands, but...
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
That might be too serious.
Pooping your pants.
Maybe I'll just write a third verse.
Yeah.
Write a third verse and put poopy pants in there. Good suggestion. Thank you, Mr. Rick. I've had a busy week. Right. I didn't get to season 3 of Sopranos yet, so it's still coming. And I still have to watch Squid Games.
I still haven't seen
Squid Games. I still haven't seen Dune.
Yeah, although you do need to watch Squid Games.
Dune is out on HBO Max. And I liked the original Dune. I am not one who's read all those books, though. Usually when I go see a movie that the book was out, I've already read the book. But Dune was not one of them. And actually, I think there's 4 books. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure. But I think there's 4 books. But the Dune that came out looked really cool. And they said it was extremely well done. I want to watch that on HBO Max before they take it away. But the upshot of it is... It's part one. It's obviously part one. They don't end the story. So it's not the whole movie. So if you watch it and you expect it to have a conclusion like you did in the first movie, there won't be one. Although Sting does not play a bad guy in the new movie.
But both of you do need to check out Squid Games.
Right? Squid Games definitely is pretty effed up, huh?
It's just a decent series. I mean, I think it was one of the better ones.
Is it voiced over or do you have to read...
No, it's voiced over. Captions. And in about 2 episodes in, you're used to it. And it's, you figured out who's voiced.
Oh, there's a lot of episodes of this? It's not a movie.
No, it's a series. No, this is a series. I think there's 8 or 9 episodes. I think it's 8. But, it's a series. And it's obviously there's going to be a season 2. So
it's not like a reality thing, is it?
No. Well, I mean, it's not a reality show per se like American Idol. But it's that there's people... In Korea, that they owe tons and tons of money. So this guy, he invites them to play a game to get out of debt. And basically they have to play a bunch of different games. But obviously we start with 456 players. And, at the end of the game, there can only be one winner. And that person actually gets all of the money from all 456 players that were all of their debt, which turns out to be about $45 million. When going into this, they don't realize they're going to die, in these games. And the first game they play is red light, green light. But when the bitch turns around, if you even as much as flinch, she fucking knows it and they shoot you right in the forehead. And I mean, they lost 200 people.
Well, I like the Hunger Games movies. And that was kind of the same premise.
It's the same. Yes. The Hunger Games was much better than Squid Games, but it's the same idea. It is definitely.
I actually like those. I thought. Yeah, I know it was a kid's series of books, but the movies were enough to get me to watch all 3. So
they did very good with those movies, though. Those were excellent movies.
So let's go. Brandon is catching on. And I think it's catching on because polite people don't like yelling, fuck Joe Biden, even though they think that. And I guess I'm not a polite person then, because I'm not ever buying a shirt. Somebody asked me today, they put a picture of a Let's Go Brandon shirt with the American flag on it and said, Zip, there's your next shirt. And I said, no, I'm okay with saying fuck Joe Biden.
You know what? So are we.
I'm not buying that one.
Fuck Joe Biden!
See, we're not afraid to say it.
Yeah, like I said, though, before, the go part of Let's Go Brandon, I didn't think meant in your pants, but it's like the big, it's so big, the Let's Go Brandon thing now is so big, the tech gods are pushing stories that it's reminiscent of KKK chants. I suppose these assholes don't think that we know the KKK and most all really racist groups in American history were Democrats. The NEA hasn't brainwashed all of us yet. But a Southwest airline pilot, fresh off telling his bosses to shove their vaccine mandate, got in a little bit of trouble this week. I doubt it'll be much more of a reprimand. I hope he doesn't get fired.
I was going to ask you what happened to him.
He hasn't yet, no. But they are looking into it. But we have the greeting to his passengers the other day. We were going to play the clip.
Weather east about 7 or 8 miles an hour. Good visibility, mostly clear skies, 77 degrees. Thanks for coming out flying the Southwest Airlines. Welcome aboard. And remember, let's go Brandon.
And remember, let's go Brandon. That was the end. He kind of, his voice got a little softer when he said that.
Yeah, he tried to cover up that he was saying it, but definitely wanted to make sure. You know, here's my thing. If he'd said fuck Joe Biden, he should be in trouble. But he said, let's go Brandon. I mean, he could have. Obviously, we all know what
it's a racist dog whistle, Brent.
Oh, T-shirt.
It's a racist dog whistle. They said that on The View. It must be true.
Well, yeah. And look at who's on The View. I mean, we've discussed this before. That is, you know, they just need to be tossed to the curb. That's
but if Whoopi suddenly became a Republican, they would call her a white supremacist.
True.
You know, any black person who is off the plantation is a white supremacist now. That's how insane this crap's getting. We'll follow up on that later. We'll get to Virginia at the end of the show. But I'm pretty sure the vast majority of the passengers on the Southwest Airlines love that. Unfortunately for the pilot, there's an AP reporter on board who happened to be doing a story about the Let's Go Brandon phenomenon.
Oops.
Now, we know libs are nearly always pissy. And this one, the reporter, was obviously pissy. Plus, add in the fact that they had to fly Southwest with all the poor commoners. And you get the pilot ratted out before the plane even got to the arrival terminal.
Well, it's not so much that the reporter was pissy. It's the fact that they were hoping that this video that they took of this airline pilot saying this was going to go viral. And it did. And that's these people aren't so much about uncovering the truth. It's about making something go viral on social media and getting the whole, you know, all the other news networks to pick it up and everything else. That's their key. And that's, I mean, kudos to this, you know, this reporter for doing that, because we're all talking about it now. I mean,
Rick, would you fly Southwest Airlines now?
Depends on what they do to the guy.
Don't say that's depends. I'm talking about Joe Biden. Rick, did Rick leave us?
Oh, I guess he did. So ask me.
All right. Would you fly Southwest Airlines?
I was muted.
You were. Well, ask Rick again.
Rick, would you fly Southwest?
Yes. Why not?
I will, only if they keep do something to the pilot. If he's fired, I would never fly Southwest because
I like that answer. That's a good answer.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. If they do anything, I wouldn't, you know, go. But it's just because you said that, big deal.
Yeah, they fire his ass. That's bullshit.
Now, I haven't flown Southwest as I had to back when I was in business. And the owner's son was running the treasurer. And he gave a shit if we, you know, did anything too nice. So we flew Southwest a lot. And the nice thing about flying Southwest is I got a free trip every six flights or something like that. Six round trips, I get a free one. And I got to keep the free one. The company didn't get that. So I got to go on my vacations or whatever for free. But I don't fly Southwest because they don't have first class. But they do have, you pay $50 extra, you get the board first, so then you can still sit up front. And if they don't fire this guy, I'm telling you right now, my next flight will be on Southwest.
I can't wait for the next.
I'll pay the extra $50.
I can't wait for the first sportscaster or stadium announcer to, at the beginning of one of the games, to say, let's go, Brandon. Can't wait for that.
Well, they'll get canned. But
probably. Yeah, but what happens if you have, you're a liberal and your son, his name is Brandon, and he's on the football
game. There you go.
And
yeah, there's Brandon High School.
And you're trying to tell the kid to hurry up. What do you yell out? Let's go,
Brandon. B. Let's go, B. Let's go, B.
Well, what about the cheerleaders at Brandon High School? They're chanting, yeah. Let's go, Brandon.
They're really fucked.
They're screwed. They can't do it anymore.
Cancel culture is coming after their asses.
So, but we're wondering if Poopy Pants would comment on the Let's Go, Brandon, which is the E version of everyone's Fuck Joe Biden, which is the adult only version. And last night, my dear friend Greg got Joe to comment. We've got the clip.
Look, they told me I can't talk about Brandon. I'm going to get in trouble here talking about Brandon. But I want to talk about him. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. I never seen the guy. He's afraid of me. I'll tell you something. I want to take him out back behind the gym. I'll give him one of my five-finger discounts. That's right. Let's go, Brandon. That's what I... It's got a different meaning now. I don't know. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. I could probably do more push-ups than you and all your cousins.
That should restore your faith in government, huh, people? Uh-huh. Of course, that was the great Tom Shalhoub. That was funny. Yeah. I mean, he took that old thing, man, thinking about Trump. All right, take Trump out back of the building and kick his ass. Yeah, like Trump outweighs you by 80 pounds, wouldn't just fuck you up. Especially if you mess with his hair. You fuck with his hair, he's going to kill you. But, and then all the stuff about corn pop and, I'm starting to not believe these corn pop stories.
What's corn pop stories?
He's talking about corn pop. Corn pop came at him with a knife and he had a chain. He taught corn pop a lesson. Joe Biden was a badass, man. He was a badass. So he wants you to think. Now he's just got a... Yeah, that's his ass now. Thank you, Brett. That was very good timing.
That's what I'm here for.
You are a professional.
I'm around all night.
So, hey, guys, I got mail today.
Oh, boy. Are they trying to cremate you again?
No, it wasn't the cremation, guys.
Oh,
but
cool.
The letter on top of my mail was from LifeStation. They sent me a letter.
Sounds like nice life envelope, and death.
Thick letter. And I thought it was about my 80-year-old mother's device that I pay for. That there's maybe, I have to renew the contract, or maybe there's an upgrade available or something like that. I was wrong. I opened the letter. It was a 3-page pitch for another life alert device for me.
We're getting old.
Yes. Yeah, so not anywhere near that old. So I've got a new hashtag. It's FYL. Fuck you, LifeStation. Come on, man. I'm not even old enough for Social Security retirement yet, for Christ's sake. I got years to go. Fuck you.
But what if what if you you might need them?
So the very next piece of mail right underneath it, as if God isn't trying to tell me something today. The next piece of mail I see is from a Tampa area funeral home. Making me an offer. Fuck you too. Tampa area funeral home, who I won't name on air.
Please should. Do. Why them. Not?
Because I put the letter in the grinder.
What's her phone number? I'll call them right now.
I put it in the grinder.
Add them to the call. Come on.
But fuck you too. When I'm ready for your offer, I won't be here. So
listen, if we put them live on air, maybe I can get you a better offer.
I don't want an offer. I don't want to think about it. When I'm dead, I'm dead. I won't care. My son will handle it, and there'll be money for it, and it's fine.
Yeah, but you don't think this is a sign? You're starting to get lots of these. I mean, I'd start.
I know they sent me two of those cremation things in the last year or so.
You better start getting nervous. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. And what are they trying to tell me, you bitches?
I don't know.
I just passed my stress test. I just had my cancer cut out of my arm. I'm completely cancer free.
Yay.
You know, I'm, you know, I'm still slightly overweight, but, you know, compared to what I used to weigh, I'm a sexy bitch. And these fuckers are telling me I just had a stress test. I passed it with flying colors. You know, granted, my calves got a little tired. I was like, well, my heart rate better hit this thing soon because I don't want to give up. You're on that incline treadmill, you know. My calves were going, aren't you done yet? I was like, oh, shit. No, I got to get to the gym. Anyway, the other thing that happened yesterday was I saw a commercial last night. I'm watching Peyton and Eli on ESPN2. That's the Manning brothers. And I like that show because they comment on Monday Night Football and they have a guest on each quarter and it's funny. And believe me, there's no two people commenting on football together that know more about how to run an offense or what to do to a defense than the Manning brothers. I mean, they've each won two Super Bowls. They're both going to be Hall of Famers, although Peyton should get in immediately. And I hope they make Eli wait a year or two because he was not as good as his brother. But I liked the show until this ad came on.
Was it a life alert ad?
No, it's worse. I missed a whole series in the game, and it was a good game. The Giants gave the Chiefs a good game. I mean, I didn't really give a shit who won. I mean, I like the Cowboys in that division, and I'm glad when the Giants lose. But, you know, I'm thinking, what the hell? So I grab my notepad and pen that I keep near my lazy boy, and I start making notes so I remember to talk about this on the show. This ad that made me miss some of the football game was basically a bra for your balls.
They already have that. It's called a jock strap.
No. This is This is a balls bra, bro. This is a balls bra.
Yes, I better open.
And I gave you the link right there. You guys can look at it.
I'm going to look at it.
It's from a company called UFM Underwear for Men. And the headline in their ad is "Get excellent testicular support with UFM underwear." And then guys hold two golf balls in a hand says, "Support your manhood." And then they give you all this crap about your testicles and everything else. And they could twist up, and you can have testicular torsion, and blah blah blah, all this crap. But you look down there at the picture of the freaking underwear. Okay, they have it inside out. There is a drawstring on the inside of the underwear so that it goes under your balls. And then you pull the cords like you're tightening your lounge pants and lift your balls up into the desired position.
This is just like, listen, we on this show, we've talked about before that there is the perfect position you're supposed to sit in to poop.
Yes. You know, I mean,
maybe there is actually the perfect position for your testicles.
I bought the Starship Enterprise for that too. It doesn't really make that much of a difference, but I tried it. What's that? Poopy potty? What's it called?
I don't remember what the fuck it was, but you're supposed to poop a certain way. And maybe it's the same thing with this, with the testicles. Maybe we will go around life better and have better days if our testicles are in the absolute proper position. Well, but here, I have a big
problem. Have you ever experienced chafing?
No. Well, mine is because of the duct tape, but
no chafe.
The only time I ever had chafing was because of all those years I had to wear a jock strap because you had to wear one when you played sports in high school. That's the only thing that ever gave me chafing was a friggin' jock strap. Does your scrotum stick to your thighs?
Well, that's called swamp ass.
Anybody have that problem?
Absolutely. Swamp ass.
Come on, when I weigh 300 and whatever friggin' fat-ass pounds I used to weigh, I know what it is, I'm just not saying it. It was a lot, people. Even then, my scrotum didn't stick to my thighs. How about sitting on the balls?
Yep, and boy, does that hurt.
Once in a while that happened, yes.
You sat on your balls?
Of course, who has it? They're huge. Sorry.
I Okay. So you need to choose an underwear that provides you with excellent support. You can get briefs or boxer briefs. And make a choice between the two depending on your preference and buy UFM underwear from Amazon or the UFM online store.
And here's
get yourself
problem.
A ball bra.
There's the problem already. You just said, now it's the right time to choose the underwear that provides excellent support, briefs or boxer briefs. I have a big problem. I need sweatpants.
You need sweatpants. That's just to attract women. In your case. You got all those women say, ooh, he's got sweatpants on. Ooh, baby. That's what I mean. Any guy with an average dick doesn't wear sweatpants anymore. Because, you know, you're just a sexual object. The only guys who wear sweatpants are guys with a friggin' Subway sandwich down there.
I wonder how many of these things these guys actually have sold.
I don't know, but they must be making some money. Because I guarantee you a 30 or 45 second commercial, which it was, on Peyton and Eli on Monday Night Football, is not going to be real cheap. You know, that's going to be $150,000 commercial.
Oh, but that's the prime people that they want to reach. I mean, they're not going to run this ad during the fucking View.
No, I understand that.
I mean, it's the perfect.
I'm sorry, people, but my balls do not need a bra. Okay.
Does it say that when you use a drawstring?
I think most women don't need a bra, and their boobs are a lot bigger than our balls.
What about the drawstring, Rick?
Oh yeah, does it when you bring them up with the drawstring? Does it say that your voice automatically goes up about 3 octaves?
It does not say that.
Ah.
All right, so we're gonna buy you a pair of these, Mr. Zip, and we're gonna send them to you, and you're gonna give them a try for us.
And he'll be talking like this on air.
Do you want briefs or boxer briefs?
I no.
What color do you want?
I don't know. My underwears are all colors: black, blue, gray.
They're black and blue.
Yellow. Blue with orange trim.
But none of them give me testicular support.
Yeah, but they keep my ass cool. I live in Florida. I buy the what do you call them? The cooling ones.
The cooling ones.
Yeah, the ones that don't show ass sweat through your pants.
I didn't know they had such an underwear to control.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah.
What do they call it? Swamp ass underwear?
Yeah, something like that. I forgot what the hell you call them. Dry fit. They're dry fit undies. And I hardly ever wear underwear anyway if I'm at home. I'm not wearing any now. You know, I'm sorry for...
Well, there's Jordan your visual. That's not going to go out of your head.
But, you know, if I go out in public, I wear underwear because my mom always said,
make sure your underwear are clean in case you get in an accident.
So, you know, if I go out to play poker, I'm going, you know, sometimes I go to the grocery store and I wear underwear. Actually, most of the time I go to the grocery store and I wear underwear, but, you know. You gotta bounce down the aisles. No, not that kind. But a bra for your balls. There you go, America. I mean, how many friggin' pajama boys out there are going, I really wish I had those.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start asking around and see if anybody would, you know, wear one of these bras for their balls.
Yeah. And there's a guy who does it, puts marshmallows in his cocoa and drinks it with a pinky extended. Mm-hmm. Yeah, trust me.
Voted for Joe Biden.
Oh, they're all Joe Biden voters. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, if Joe had those on when he what did he do again, Slim? Yeah, that. When he did that. Wow. Yeah.
If he'd had that on, it might have come out like a fucking rocket ship.
Yeah, I think his balls probably saved him. They probably blocked some of it from leaking out all over the Vatican floor. But anyway. So there you go. UFM underwear. A bra for your balls.
We have a bra for the vagina next.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, some women have big camel toes.
What are they going to put on a zipper?
But I've never met a man who thought having a big camel toe was a bad thing.
No, not at all.
It's titillation. Go check that out. I know what's there. No, yeah, you should, you asshole.
But they can sound like this, too.
Well, not quite, but yeah, they do make. Never mind. I'm not getting into that. They quiff. What? They have little quiffs, little what do you call them? Pussy farts. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing like the president of the United States dumping a load at the Vatican in his pants. By the way, speaking of it, Poopy is in Scotland. He's on his way back now, but he's in Scotland at the Brainwashed Arrogant Fools Conference. You know, it's otherwise known as the climate change crap conference. Like climate doesn't change, but nothing says climate change savior, which Biden wants us to believe he is, better than needing 4 airplanes and an 85 car caravan just to get there. Right, Trader Joe? And then he can't even stay a week during the damn conference. You see that? He's snoozing his seat with his mask on.
Yeah, but you know, there's been a lot of people who have been giving him shit, and I'm all about giving Biden shit with this whole.
He's giving us shit now.
But every presidential entourage, when they go overseas, travels with pretty much the same. Well, I
85 cars and 4 planes is a record.
Well, I'm
85 cars. And it's a climate change conference. You'd think for a climate change conference, he'd back it down and go with Air Force One and, you know, the normal 7 or 8 car thing with a couple of policemen. No, 85 cars. He brought all his liberal staff. It's a climate change conference. And then Bezos gives $2 billion. No wonder the stock price dropped $50 yesterday when he announced that. Bezos gave $2 billion because he's worried about. No, what you're worried about, Bezos, is you don't want the liberals coming after you. That's why he has the Washington Post and he prints all that crap. He bought the Washington Post like you and I would buy a couple of cans of soup. I mean, to him, that was nothing money. But, you know, he's got the liberal point of view coming out of the Washington Post all the time. Although, do you guys ever watch Brett Baer at 6 o'clock?
Not really.
Yeah, I
used to watch it all the time. I don't watch it. I don't watch it near as much anymore. But I did catch the end of it the other day. And they were talking about, never mind. I just totally lost my train of thought. Oh my God. Got Joe Biden disease.
I have to tell you, I'm looking up right now. I did a quick Google search.
I know what it was.
What Donald Trump brought to his UK visit in the way of planes and shit like that. And he brought a shitload of stuff too. I mean,
but he wasn't going to a climate change conference, was he?
He had a Marine One helicopter. He had a White Hawk helicopter. He had an Osprey helicopter. He had 30 or 40 vehicles alone, plus the limousine. He had his plane. Yes, Biden was still probably more, but these entourages, when
planes,
they go over.
3 planes more and twice as many cars to a climate change conference. But I remember what was on Brett Baer, the editorial writer for the Washington Post, who always pitches the liberal line and twists stories and does whatever he can to get the liberal point of view out to make Bezos happy. When they were discussing the unrealized gains tax that was proposed by the Democrats in this massive, crazy, stupid bill that isn't passing right now, and I hope it doesn't. That would tax, like, say you buy Amazon stock for $560, one share, and Amazon stock is now worth $3,300 and some dollars, okay? They would tax you on the $2,800 difference, okay? Even though you haven't sold that stock. Then if Amazon's stock crashes tomorrow and goes down to $600, you not only lost your profit on the investment, but you had to pay tax on the profit that you lost. They're trying to tax you on money that you don't have yet. It's money you have on paper, but until you put it in your bank account, you haven't realized the capital gains.
So do you not?
They want to tax you on unrealized capital gains. The Washington Post guy came out against it. I just about fell off my chair. And then I thought, wait a minute, his boss is Bezos. That would cost Bezos a shitload of money. You know, the reason he's worth a couple of $100 billion is because of Amazon stock. He owns it. And he's like, I've been dodging taxes for years really well. If they do this, I'm screwed.
Oh, but wouldn't it this, in my opinion, all this would do is to drive everybody that owns stocks to sell right now and crash the economy by selling all their stocks so they don't have to pay these unrealized capital gains?
The stock market is going to take a hell of a hit if it passes the way it is now, even with that not in there. But I think the reason that got pulled out of there is because rich liberals like Bezos were screaming at the Democratic representatives and senators.
They did
pull that. No effing way, people. Yeah, they pulled that back.
Okay, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. So anyway, Biden's agenda is nearly as dead as any semblance of him acting like a normal, alert person. I'm not counting on it yet. But Democratic senators Manchin and Sinema are all that stand between us and a giant mess we can't cure before 2024. And even then, it'll take years. Here's the gist of it. The Biden bill on social welfare climate change is estimated to kill 103,000 jobs and raise taxes on 80% of the United States. Oh, no, he's only going to raise taxes on people making over $400,000. How many times have you heard that? And how many times have you heard it's going to cost nothing unless you're one of the 103,000 people who loses your job because of it? But this analysis by the Tax Foundation, which is a nonpartisan fiscal watchdog, estimates his $1.75 trillion expansion of the federal safety net could kill 103,000 jobs over the next decade and add $750 billion to the deficit. This estimate is based on a thorough analysis of the White House spending framework and the corresponding 1,684-page bill. You know, these people, the Tax Foundation, they're probably the only ones who read the whole goddamn bill. This bill is released by House Speaker Nancy the Witch Pelosi. This proposal will fall far short of the White House promises. And what are Democrats out there screaming on TV now? They're screaming at the media people that are talking to. You people aren't helping us on this. Well, yeah, because really rich people own the liberal media. And they don't want to pay unrealized capital gains. And they don't want their taxes going way up. They don't want to deal with this shit. And anybody out there who thinks taxes raised on rich people doesn't affect you, you're stupid. It's like the meme that you see on social media. You know, I was all in favor of taxing the rich on my rich landowner who owns my apartment building. And then my rent went up $300. What the hell?
Is unrealized capital gains, would this, if they had kept this in there, would that have went after stuff like crypto as well? Or would this just have strictly been stock market?
Oh, I think they've got a few other sneaky things in there on crypto, but I'm not up on those. But there is stuff about crypto in there. And unrealized capital gains would have affected crypto, in my understanding, yes. But they're still trying to sneak shit in about crypto other than that.
Well, because they want to know what people are storing in these wallets. But here's the one saving grace we may have with that is the fact that Elon Musk is so into crypto with Bitcoin and a couple of other coins that he may be able to help keep some of this at bay. Maybe. I mean, he is huge.
Well, the administration says all these spending programs proposed in this framework are fully funded. They estimate the tax hikes, including the package, would generate more than $1.995 trillion of revenue over the next 10 years. Well, the independent watchdog says no. They're only going to pay for maybe half of it. And that's based on rich people actually paying the taxes. Now, you know what happens every time they pass a tax increase on the rich? There's some loopholes in there.
Yep.
And tax lawyers find the loopholes, and they get out of at least half of it. So when they say, oh, the rich people are going to pay an extra $1 trillion in taxes, if they paid half of that, I'd be shocked.
Well, and sadly, though,
Manchin gets that. I'll give him credit. He does get that.
I mean, here's an actual example of that. Trump was, because of his good lawyers and loopholes and everything else, he was able to make sure he didn't pay millions and millions of dollars in taxes. And everybody screamed and yelled, oh, he didn't pay his fair share. He didn't break any laws. He followed loopholes and, you know, all the things that were set by the government to pay.
They never counted all the payroll tax he paid, all the property taxes he pays, you know, all that kind of shit. They just ignored that part of it.
Well, right, that he had all prepaid. I mean, in his case, he prepaid a lot of those taxes. He even had said so himself, that way that he didn't have to worry about, you know, taking care of them. But it's ridiculous.
Well, think of something else to say for 5 seconds.
What did you do?
Something up here.
Oh, I got something we can say for five
seconds. Hey. breaking news. Ron DeSantis welcomes Rumble to Florida as the company moves its global headquarters here. Good for Rumble.
Well, I like Rumble. That's good and bad. I mean, that does nothing for Rumble if any of their infrastructure is built on any liberal infrastructure, because it doesn't appear to be.
Well, they say it's not, but yeah,
it doesn't matter where you are. If you're got liberal infrastructure, you're fucked. So, like using any of Amazon servers or any of that stuff. And as we saw a couple of weeks ago with Facebook, when it had its huge outage, there was so many things people weren't able to log into because of how much, you know, Facebook is built into a lot of things, not just Facebook. People couldn't get into certain other social media apps, certain other, because you use your Facebook login to log in. So Facebook.
Rick, do you remember what Trump was worth when he ran for office?
Oh, geez. No clue. A lot.
He said $5 billion.
It was more than when he, left office.
He said $5 billion plus, and a lot of independent people said it was more like maybe four point one, something like that. When he left office, he was worth about $3 billion. He lost 25% of that. Plus, he didn't take any of the pay.
Yeah.
I posted a year ago, right before the election. Donald J. Trump gave up his wealth for his country. Godfather Biden gave up his country for wealth.
But how much of that lost money of Trump's was actually lost versus transferred out into other family members
his business got boycotted by all the blue state governors wouldn't let their employees stay at Trump hotels anymore. They harassed him. His golf properties in Scotland's liberal. They harassed him up there, and they kept people from wanting to go because they didn't want to put up with the shit, he's lost a lot of money. People unlicensed the Trump brand name that they had, they paid to license it. They stopped paying it. They took his name down off buildings. He's lost at least 25% of his net worth. Now, I'm not going to cry for a guy if he's still worth $2.5 to $3 billion, but the guy gave up a shitload of his personal income to try and do the right thing for this country, whether he was an asshole sometimes or not, which he was, we grant you that, mean tweets or not, fine. But, gasoline was $1.79 a gallon. Iran was behaving themselves. The COVID got released because he was sticking it up China's ass. And he wasn't taking shit from them anymore. That was their way of fighting back. And what did Biden run on? COVID, COVID, COVID. He isn't handling COVID. You took money from China. Your son controls $1.5 billion of Chinese investments in the United States and gets a commission off of that. Even at 2%, that's $30 million a year. Gee, I wonder how much of that $30 million goes to the big guy in his four houses. The big guy who never made more than $200,000 a year in his friggin' life until after he left office. But he owned four houses, all worth multi-million dollars, where he could swim naked in front of the female Secret Service agents.
Well, guess what? He doesn't have a problem with.
Yeah, I guess he could shit in his own pool.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's just all this stuff just kills me. And now Bernie wanted to pay off student loans. You guys know why Bernie wanted to pay off student loans?
Who knows, to be honest with you. It just basically to make people more dependent on the government. That's my only thought.
Well, he wants them to thank Democrats for it, for one, but it's also a way to keep letting, when the government took over student loans from private enterprise under Obama, what happened to the cost of tuition?
Went up.
It went way up. It went up 20-25% because loans were going to be easier now, so we can charge more. I mean, it's a friggin' shell game. But I found this. I've always been against it, but after I read the story that you found, Slim, I'm even more opposed to it, because it seems if you have a brain left after graduation, and that's a big if anymore, you can still use it. This guy did, and you've got the story up. I'll let you tell it.
I do. This guy named Dylan from California. He he spent the last 7 years or so eating all of his meals at Six Flags. Some of the Six Flags that are open 365 days a year, most of them offer a meal plan, costs $150. You get to eat two meals a day there. So this guy, ingenious, he arranged his work schedule around being able to go to the park, eat lunch. He worked 5 minutes away. And then when he clocked out at the end of the day, he went back and he ate his dinner for $150 a year for over 7 years. A year. Two meals a day. Yep. To go and eat. Now, he did say when this came out, he was in the pilot program when it came out, and you know, it was, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers, they didn't have a lot of choices, but you know, he said now, I mean, you can get vegan stuff, you can get all, I mean, he says it's everything. I mean,
it included parking.
Yep, you get, yeah, it includes parking too, and parking is $20 a day just to park at a Six Flags. So
how much does it cost to park at Orlando,
Rick? Disney, 25.
Well, there you go. I mean,
this guy was spending 40 cents to park and eat.
And you can even get dipping dots now and the ice creams and all sorts of other stuff, desserts. I mean, I went on their website. I went on Six Flags' website. You can purchase this pass. This is no joke. And you can go eat at Six Flags two times a day for $150.
And if you buy the premium season pass, you can get lunch, dinner, and unlimited snacks and drinks during every visit. For an extra $109 a day.
I'd actually,
but they offer just the meal thing for $150.
I'd go with the deluxe one because I want to go through and get a whole bunch of snacks too on my way home. But here, I got one word of advice for you. This is a public service announcement. If you decide to
that's
do this,
that's how he paid off his loans.
Well, but here's another public service announcement with this, because this is very, very important, and it ties in with our theme tonight very, very, very well, because I'm telling you,
they have bathrooms.
If you all of a sudden change your diet and you start eating Six Flags food every day, two times a day for, you know, weeks on end, guess what's going to happen? I'm just saying.
But they have multiple public restrooms.
Yes, they do.
And they don't charge extra for them. But I mean, you know, these kids, oh yeah, pay off my loans. You know, I majored in feminist studies and I can only get a job being a barista at Starbucks. And I owe $65,000. Pay it off for me. No, asshole. You know, figure out a way out of your problem yourself. This guy had a real job, but he didn't want the debt hanging over his head. So he did this at Six Flags for what, 4 years or 6 years?
Six or seven, I think, is what it was. He's not. He is married
and
now.
And he paid off his loans.
Yep.
And he could buy a house and everything.
But I just to update, though, he is married now. He is only eating there three or four times a week because his wife and him do like to eat dinner, and she doesn't like the whole Six Flags $150 meal plan.
That's okay. So. If they only eat there twice a week, it's still a bargain.
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
Yeah. So this guy had a brain left after graduation. He figured out a way to get, and Bernie wants us to pay for him. Because why? Because they're stupid when they graduate college. Mm-hmm. Because they're indoctrinated for 4 years, you know. I always love those people who go onto college campuses and interview the idiots. And they ask them questions about, what about this? This is, what do you think of that? Oh, yeah, that's racist, blah, 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 blah. And then they turn the question around on them and they go, oh, yeah, I'm in favor of that. Well, it's the same question I friggin' asked you a minute ago, moron. They're just minds full of mush. They can't think. I'm glad I'll be dead before these assholes take over.
Well, you're getting the mail to prove it.
Yes, I got the mail to prove it. Oh, you ba-dum bump. Boy, Slim gets a zinger.
Yes.
Yeah, you can say that, young whippersnapper. Anyway, and just so I don't get cards and letters.
Oh, well, you're going to have a stupid criminal. Come on.
We have a stupid criminal of the week. Hell, it's in our song. I gotta have one now.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Here, wait. Here, we'll do it up for you. I don't want to play the whole thing, but I just wanted to give you a little taste.
Yeah, well, you could play the Another One Bites the Dust for this one.
This is true.
This, our stupid criminal of the week, his name is Andrew Sorensen. I say his name was Andrew Sorensen.
Yeah, was.
Because he's está muerto. That means he assumed room temperature, for those of you who don't habla. The story is straight out of Taken, you know, the Liam Neeson movie. I mean, this is wild. Where is this guy from? Spokane, Washington.
I weigh six feet under, so it don't matter.
Yeah. Police say father hunted down and brutally killed a man who allegedly sold his daughter into sex slavery. Social media users are calling him a hero. This Washington State father, in response to reports that he allegedly rescued his daughter from sex traffickers and then later killed the man he believed responsible for selling his daughter into sex slavery, is being called a hero. In a press release issued on Monday, the Spokane Police Department said it had discovered the remains of a 19-year-old male whom they believed to be the former boyfriend of 60-year-old John Eisenman's daughter, stuffed in the trunk of an abandoned vehicle. Describing the incident as a complex case, you can read a lot into that. It's in quotes, complex case. Police reported Eisenman had set off to avenge his daughter after learning that she had been sold into a Seattle area prostitution ring in October of 2020 by her then boyfriend, the deceased. He sold her off. The 19-year-old male was identified as Andrew Sorensen. Eisenman, who has no prior violent criminal history, has been charged with first-degree murder and is being held on $1 million bond. According to police, the father rescued his daughter from the ring, in October of 2020, before later obtaining information indicating that Sorensen was the one who sold her to the traffickers. So she was in it for a few weeks, and the father found her. Because, I mean, they're selling her ass out in the same town in which they're from, you know. So he tracked her down, found her, and he rescued her. Then he found out it was Sorensen that sold her. So armed with that information, in November of 2020, police say Eisenman confronted Sorensen after learning where he would be at a certain location. He tied him up, placed him in the trunk of his vehicle. He then hit Sorensen in the head multiple times with a cinder block and stabbed him repeatedly, resulting in his death. Following the fatal assault, Eisenman allegedly drove the vehicle to a remote area in North Spokane County and abandoned the car with the body still inside. A year later, his remains were found. So here's a response from the people on the police department's website on Facebook about the father's actions. I hope this guy gets the best attorney possible and gets time served. Another person said, any good father would have done the same. Another one says, if this is true and he got his daughter back, he's a hero. I bet he happily sits in prison. Not all heroes wear capes. Another one says, sounds like justice was served to me. And another one says, sounds like there's no crime committed here from the father. Well, he did. I can't go that far. Bless that father and his family, praying for his daughter's lifelong recovery. See, that's one thing that wasn't mentioned in the article. I mean, this girl had a boyfriend, and he sold her to a prostitution ring for a number of weeks. And she got used and abused for a number of weeks. And this is just a normal 20-year-old kid. And her boyfriend did it. What do you guys think?
Crazy.
Think he's going to get convicted?
Oh, probably. I can't see why not.
Well, they let OJ off. I think they could let this guy off.
This is true.
Rick, if you're on the jury.
Probably. Let's see. He did kill him.
I say guilty.
Guilty with.
See, if I was on the jury, it would depend. Yeah, well, they're not going to plead insanity. But
why not? I mean, it's your daughter.
Every time I was on a jury, I was the foreman. And if I was a foreman on this jury, I would get at least one or two other people on my side, so it wouldn't be a hung jury 11-1. I'd make it like 9-3 and stuff. And there'd be a hung jury. I don't think you'd convince everybody to vote not guilty, but I wouldn't send this man to prison. I'm a father. Somebody did that to my kid. I would have gotten rid of the body a lot better than he did. Let me tell you that. There are ways.
Which state was this in?
Washington.
Washington.
No Spokane. Yeah. What do you think? Slim, you got two daughters. They're both young. They're both beautiful.
I know, but it murder is murder. I mean, it's a little different than like stand your ground laws, somebody coming into your house, or I mean, it's murder's murder. I mean, but I don't think he gets away with it. But it may not be murder. He may get something lesser of a charge, like involuntary manslaughter or, you know, something along those lines. But he's going to jail. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Well, I was going to talk about the Virginia governor's race here quick. The latest update is Youngkin 50.7%, McCullough 48.6%. So he's pulled within two. He was up 9.5 points when we started the show. And, of course, the biggest county, which is Fairfax. Fairfax County is the northernmost county in the state, right near on the D.C. border. That's where all those half a million government employee leeches that live there vote Democrat no matter what. Thanks again for that, Obama. You know, Virginia was a red state before Obama dramatically increased the federal payroll, and they all live in Virginia now. Because he didn't want to move into Maryland because Maryland was already Democrat. So moved to Virginia. It was about 200,000 under Obama, but there's the only president who's ever cut the federal payroll is the guy you threw out last January. The only president ever who cut federal payroll. But I am just so sick and tired of Democrats calling everyone who won't kiss the ring a racist. You know, that shit needs to stop. I hope Glenn Youngkin can overcome the bullshit. But Fairfax County announced right at 7 o'clock that we're not going to be able to release the early vote tallies. There's been a glitch. Jesus, does this sound like last year to anybody?
We're
going to go to bed tonight thinking, I mean, there's people have already called this race for Youngkin, and now it's down to 2 points. So we'll go to bed at midnight, and Youngkin will be ahead. People will be ready to call the state for him. And what's going to happen at 2:30 in the morning, Slim?
We're going to have a different outcome.
I'll tell you what, if they do, it's going to be so obvious. Well, I mean, they weren't even worried about Virginia in the last election. I mean, they know they had so many Democratic votes. I mean, Biden won by 10%. I seriously doubt they cheated much in Virginia. They didn't need to. You know, they were worried about normal people that aren't on the federal dole in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia. That's where they spent all of Meta's money. Is it Meta or Meta? Meta.
Meta.
The new name for Facebook.
Meta.
Meta?
Meta.
Yeah. Like, that's what their fact finders do. They made up a answer.
Well, and one of the
fuck you.
One of the things everybody thought is that they're going to rebrand all their apps, but I think all they did was just created a parent shell company for...
Like, you know, Google did with Alphabet.
That's basically all they did. I mean, this is...
Probably for tax reasons more than
probably.
Anything.
It's probably the shield. It's for a shield. I guarantee it's to use it for a shield for something down the road. And, you know, guess what? They are going to start censoring us more on Facebook and everything else, so...
You know, did you guys see the announcement? Did you guys see Zuckerberg when he did the announcement, Rick?
No.
Did you see it, Slim?
I watched bits and pieces of it here and there, you know, off Twitter that people posted, but I didn't
Zuckerberg's
watch the whole thing.
One of the, what, 20 richest people in the world?
One, yes.
He might be in the top 10. He probably is in the top 10. The guy's worth billions and billions of dollars. And he still has somebody use a pie plate to cut his hair. I mean, what the hell? You got that much money. Why do you look like a fucking dork?
Because he is.
But he does it on purpose. I mean, you know, he's got a full head of hair. He could grow it out and at least look stylish or something. Or maybe shave the sides and do a Peaky Blinders flip with the front. Anything. Hey, but no, he's got a 1968 Marine haircut. And if you told him it was a Marine haircut, he'd probably stop doing it because, oh, they're evil. They kill people. Those Marines. Are you sure his wife is a woman?
Are we sure
it isn't some Chinese guy he was friends with in high school?
Are we sure he's a man?
That had plastic surgery and then you adopted a couple of daughters and... Oh, no, sorry. That was another guy. I'll just let that one go. You people out there know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
All I have to say is mandate. I cracked myself up. There you go. So anyway, I hope that shit stops, though. I mean, we're not racist. It's probably the least racist frigging country in the world. And I'm just so frigging tired of hearing it because Democrats have no ideas. Look what happens when they're in charge. They're screwing everything up. The economy is going to shit. Jobs are going to shit. Taxes are up. Gas is up. You know, our enemies don't fear us. Our president's shitting himself in front of the Pope. He's fallen asleep at a climate change meeting where he took 4 airplanes and 85 cars. And he's a bloody effing joke. And the only reason anybody voted for him was because he'll calm things down. He'll calm things down from Trump. But sorry, I like Trump's chaos a lot better because you know what? We were all fucking better off. All of us. You liberals too. You were better off. The only reason Trump didn't win in a Reagan-type landslide is because of COVID. And the only reason we got COVID is because he's the first president with any balls to stand up to China. Prove me wrong. You can't.
Can't.
So anyway, can't. Rick, you have hope? You still have hope, Rick?
I hope I have hope.
You do have hope? Or you hope you have hope?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at who's a Business Insider? Are they?
They're pretty down the middle.
Okay, because they just, well, this is at 7 o'clock. It says Republican Glenn Youngkin defeats Democrat Sarah McAuliffe in high stakes Virginia race.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we got 95% of the expected vote in, and Youngkin is only up 58,000.
But listen,
out of 3 million. So what? Wait a minute. 3 million. So there'd only be 15,000 votes outstanding. Yeah, there's only 150,000 votes outstanding. So McAuliffe would have to win a little over 100,000 of the 150,000 left to come into a tie. So I wonder how the printing presses in Fairfax County are going right now.
We'll find out at 2:30.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I'll tell you what. If they do that, it's time for good men to do bad things. I'm just so fed up with this shit. There isn't anybody who knows shit about math or politics that think Trump really lost in 2020. But then when Democrats are in charge, this is the shit that happens. So anyway, since we have hope for Virginia still, let's end the show. Oh, well, we got to do our ad first.
Well, we don't have to. We can skip it for a week. It doesn't matter.
Get your Zone Out Radio app if you don't already have it.
There you go.
24/7 music, no commercials. And all our podcasts are right there. Even though we don't have our headers on the podcast on the Zone Out Radio app. And that we said the date.
Oh, yeah, that's just the date.
Yeah, that's all right. If you want the header for the podcast, go to iTunes or... Which one hates us? Spotify.
Spotify hates us.
Yeah, fuck them. You can go to Pandora. They like us. Google even likes us. Google Play likes us. iTunes likes us. iHeart likes us. What's that new one that rate us in the top 10?
Good Pods.
Good Pods. Go to Good Pods.
Yeah, go to Good Pods.
Listen to us on Good Pods because we're a good pod.
Tell them I sent you. Maybe they'll like me more.
Yeah. Tell them you know DJ Slim, Brent Natzel. He's your hero.
There you go.
Yeah, the guy who makes 3 imprints in the sand at the beach.
I was on TV again today.
You were.
Yeah, we were the Chamber of Commerce business of the week. So I
of
got
the week?
Of the week. So I got.
I know how much business your business does. You should be business of the year.
Well, this is true, but I'll take business of the week and another spot on TV. So.
All right. Yeah, you got to keep your groupies happy.
That's right.
Brent was on TV again.
I don't have a sack card like some people.
And the only old TV shows you can find me on were congressional hearings in D.C., state hearings in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Delaware, and the Musker Dystrophy Telethons when I gave him a bunch of money way back in the day. And I was a big fat cow then, so I don't want you going back and looking at those anyway.
They're not anywhere. You'll never find them.
Eh, you can, if you Google it with my real name, you can get it. But that's okay. So since we have hope for Virginia, we're going to end the show with a positive song. This is from Andy Grammer, who I'd never heard of until some told me he's really good. This is from 2010. It's called Keep Your Head Up. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Whoa! Sunset bills on my mindset, I can't deny it. Getting higher, higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs, I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me realize this is just a journey. Drop your worries, you are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, know it's hard to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I got my hands in my pockets, kicking these rocks. It's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, thoughts get tangled. I start to compromise my life and my purpose. Is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. Your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, know it's hard to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. Only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle, circling around again. It comes around again. I say only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle, circling around again. It comes around, but you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, know it's hard to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down.